Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement here with myself, Pastor E. And tonight is Mentor Me Week, where I get a chance to share not so much about what you should be doing, but what I should be doing, and how mentoring someone is not so much telling them what to do, but showing them by action, showing them by the results of your life, and showing them that you don't have to keep telling me the same thing over and over again. I learned to tell myself, quit, stop, and do the right thing. I don't know. You may be struggling tonight and you may be saying, well, I think I could do it on my own. And I'm starting to see some results in myself. I would encourage you tonight, right now, when now to stop. Don't confuse yourself and don't put you in a position where you'll have to answer. Because I told you from the first day of Man of the Movement launch is that it's not about you. It's about me. Because when he comes, he's coming for me all by myself. And it's up to my merits. It's up to my accountability. And it's up to my willingness to follow him. Oh, that he would now find me pleasing in his sight. But until then, what am I doing today to say I don't want to do the same thing I did yesterday? What am I doing right now? Now is defined as 0 to 5 seconds. When right now that I can obtain a God-given dream, vision, and idea that no longer am I wondering. See, even though, you know, some people say, well, that's Pastor E, and wow, he has such things, this and that. Well, I'm just like you. I go through and I have things that I'm challenged with and I have things that I'm conquering. And I can't speak any highly about anything else tonight other than forgiveness and the willingness to forgive. Oh, forgiveness isn't for yourself. Forgiveness is for the other person. But forgiving is for them, that we can all come back to a place of one accord, of allowing God to be in control, for his will to be done, and to say, you know what, I really want to know the true meaning of God. I really want to know what it all is about when you talk about God. I mean, even from the young people to the older people, we can all sit around and say, everybody says God, but who is God? Well, if you read the Bible and you know that God is the creator of everything, you first have to understand that there someone created this thing. This didn't happen. It didn't just pop up. But we know that God, the ultimate being, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost together created this thing. And how did he create it? We talked about this on Wednesday for Wake Up, Get Up, Move When Your Purpose, is that he spoke a word. And for me to understand him, I have to believe his word. How do I do that? I must study. I must change my life to start moving and really manning up. This is Man Up the Movement. So I know we have some female guests on the show tonight, and thank God for that. But this is about man up. What is man up? That meaning the foundation has been set. This is calling all men, all the whole race of men from young to old, to keep it real. First thing I learned about keeping it real was that I had to do better. So then that's our first hashtag. Hashtag, I will do better. Go on and poke yourself in the chest right now and say, oh, you mean I'm talking to myself? Yes, because when I really make a decision to do better, I'm the first person responsible. I'm the first person accountable. And I am the first person that must institute the command. Next, you got to join the discussion. Manning up is just not listening to Pastor E and say, oh, look at Pastor E. No, it's saying I will make a decision on my own to go to another level to discover the truth. Man up simply means is that now is my time to fight. Go on, poke yourself in the other chest. It's a me. It's my time to fight. Here's some steps in fighting. Taking personal responsibility for your own life. And yes, we have people. I'm talking to the younger people and the older people. There are always going to be somebody to tell you what to do. Even when you thought you made it, there's still some people you still have to respect and listen to. That means it's time to take personal responsibility for your own life, meaning you're not waiting for your parents. You're not waiting for your boss. You're not waiting for the inheritance. You are taking full responsibility for your life that I will do better in every area of my life. Because number two, you no longer rely on personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Changed my life when I allow God to guide me. And he cannot guide me when I'm trying to guide him. Side note number one. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. You have to know that now that you submit to him, and even though you're walking here on this earth, you're not of the world, but you are of God. Walking in purpose with God, holding yourself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. We are manning up. Because I'm no longer operating with a double mind. I'm no longer operating with my own characteristics, but I am now operating with the characteristics of Christ that dwell in me. I decree and I declare, I am the head and not the tail. I am the leader and not the lender and not the borrower. I am the called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus, who sacrificed everything, I want to really touch on that, because when we go through trials and tribulations in life, it goes back to you willing and being able to sacrifice. See, sacrifice is something that we do without someone else's sacrifice. True sacrifice is not wondering if somebody else going to sacrifice too. Real sacrifice means that, and if you didn't know what sacrifice means, that means when you give up something, when you say, I'm willing to ignore those things so I can be closer to God. What is God? God is love. So if love is sharing a friendly conversation, or love is just being peaceful, then that is something that would be pleasing to God and not myself. That I decrease, even though I in the inside, even though in my flesh is telling me to do wrong, my spirit says do right. We could turn ourselves around, men, that when we say it's time for me to be responsible, it's time for me to submit. Side note number three, submission comes by repentance. Oh, yes, the book is coming. The 720 degree turn, the book is coming, but you could get it right now. All that means is that you 360 degree, if anybody knows that, that's a full circle. From one point all the way around in a circle to the other point. That's 360. Get my basketball players out there. You know that 360. That's a complete turn. That means the first step in 720 is you turn completely away from yourself. What do you mean by that, Pastor E? Well, turning away from yourself is, the Bible says, if you desire to follow Jesus, it says, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow. That means that everything I do now to follow. Follow instructions, follow the rules, follow the plan. There's going to be, as I said before, someone always in your life that will tell you what to do. Your mama, your daddy, and all of your parents and all of that realm. But then you got the teacher, you got the counselor, you have the principal, the vice principal, then you got the supervisor, the manager, the operational manager, the GM, then you got the VP, then you got the owner. You will always mind somebody if you want to be successful. Because when we men understand that, first of all, we were meant to submit to God so he can now move through us, that we can be the man of God that he called us to be. See that number one, taking personal responsibility. I know it helps you to come tell me later, why did you do that? You know that wasn't right. When it was already in my head, don't do that. You're going to get in trouble. See, that's the point when I changed my life, when I heard that voice and I started to trust the inner voice that says no. We all have it, brothers. I bet I could get, I see we got a full lineup tonight. I bet I could get every one of my brothers online to say that you know what? You knew no before you said yes. There was a feeling inside. There was a nervousness. There was an anticipation that says, if I said yes, I'm going to get in trouble. But let me follow the leader. Let me do what somebody else says. See, that is, for me, understanding. If I knew this then, I could have did better. But today is a new day. That I will do better because I make better decisions. And I listen to the voice of God who is directing me. Men, the biggest thing that we deal with is family. Family that we weren't a part of, family that we just did miss this, family that, family. We go over and over and over again, and there's a lot of reasonings that we could even have another discussion. But let's just be real about it. If we were really men, see, a man is somebody that's been trained. A man is somebody who knows. A man is somebody that says, I will do better. If I would have known how to be a man, I could have already shown my sons, my grandsons, how to be men. Now, I'm catching up now because what the enemy meant for bad, God has already made it good. And I'm so grateful I'm in a position now to show those same attributes to my sons and my grandchildren and my whole family. And let me say something to everybody out there, and I hope the right person is on the line for this conversation. Whoever you've been connected to is family. Blood is blood, but sometimes you understand blood will hurt you worse than the people that aren't. And people that you have been connected to are still family. We must learn how to repair the past and not let nothing happen again that ends in tragedy. Oh my God, I can preach on that one right now, because it's depending on me that everybody, if I believe in God, the God of love, the God of hope, the God of faith, if I really believe in him, that means I'll do the same thing he'll do. I cannot let another relationship in my life end without peace. And let me just go on and make it clear. There will be some relationships that will end. There are some relationships that are just seasonal. But it's not what we do, my brother. It's how we do it. We get upset. We knew the season was over, but we just got so comfortable with that help. We got so comfortable with that support. We got so comfortable. We didn't want to see it go. But see, when it's time to go, it's time to go. I learned this the hard way. When you let it go freely, if it was really meant to be there, it will come back. Watch this. But if it comes back, it will come back not because of you, but because of God. And if anybody comes back, this can go in a business relationship, a work relationship, a marriage relationship, a God relationship, any relationship. When you or they come back, you are willing to submit to order. Bible says that everything that is done must be done decently and in order. For those people out there that say, what is decently? Decently means that you are honorable in how you act. Even though you may be upset, even though you know somebody did you wrong, if you're honorable, oh my God, you know how to say it in respect. I'm getting good at that one. That's another one. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving me and training me how to respond. Because most of the times, the things I said, I really did not want that to come out. Come on, do I have a man? Come on, man up on the line tonight. Some of the things I say, I know I didn't want them to hear that. Why did I say that? That one word destroyed every point of redemption, of being accountable. Oh, Jesus, are we going on one tonight? Because guess what? We all can do better. Family, what is family? Some may ask the definition. Family is a group consisting of parents and of children living together in a household. I beg to differ. All of the descendants of a common ancestor. Oh, that's pretty. That's DNA. Family. Family is a covenant. When you know God is the designer of family. God designed. God created. The Bible says that nothing that was created without God. I know you look at some things in this world and say, well, that's mean. That's not God. Well, what the enemy has taken, we can take it back and make it back to what it was supposed to be. Honor in family. Family means is when you really respect one another. Not for your position in the family, but for your, watch this, your anointing in the family. See, my anointing in the family makes me flow with from the least to the highest, to the highest, to the least. Family says, I'm willing to submit to an authority greater than you and anybody else. And family means you're willing to submit to authority greater than you and me and anybody else. I am nobody but a servant and I work for God. I am a laborer. I'm going to say this for every broadcast that I'm on, because I don't want nobody to get it twisted of why I'm here. I work for God, and anything I do because of God. And some people say, well, that's unconventional. Well, Jesus was unconventional. Some people say that just don't match the norm. Well, the things that Jesus did didn't match the norm. Oh, because the Bible says that if I believe in him and the works that he did, John 14, verse 12, if I believe in him and the works that he did, I can do those things, and greater things I will do. I learned that praying lets me hear God clearly. I realize that praying, I could have a divine relationship with God. And it didn't have to be because I was on my knees. It didn't even have to mean that I was speaking a word out of my mouth. It meant that my spirit was willing to connect with God and said, I need you. Every hour, every minute, every second, I need you. I won't do on my own anymore. I will not try to be a man on my own. I will not take advantage of people because of my position or my stature. I will submit to you so you can use me. How can you be used? The number one way to be used is first you got to be empty. What is empty? Emptiness. Emptiness means that every time you want to do yourself, get out of here. I empty myself of you. God is giving you the strength to empty yourself, but it's up to you to do it. It's up to you to make the right changes. Nobody's coming or knocking on your door, not your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy, anybody else. Oh yeah, they love you and they'll be there for you, but they're not coming to take on your burden or to help you change what you have to do, because you'll only do what they want you to do. But when you man up, you do the things you already know. You knew it was wrong when you started it. I had to throw my pen down on that one. The next one, I'm going to spin in my chair, because when everything I ever done in my life, I knew it was wrong. But I blamed somebody else. I put somebody else in the hot seat. I diverted the attention. Oh, my God. Thank you for forgiving me, Lord. I was responsible for everything in my life, every bad decision, every good decision, every halfway, everything I've ever done in my life. I was personally responsible for it. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't nobody's fault. It was my fault because I already knew I was doing wrong. That's manning up. That's understanding how to really make family. Some of us think that family is just having kids and knowing we got some babies around, or giving a girl a baby knowing she'll always be connected to you, or this. I'm speaking for myself. If anybody out there, your toe just got stepped on, you just look like me. You just been through the same things that I've been through. But I'm really being, I'm confessing right now of my own trials and my own walk and my own discretions that makes you know that you aren't by yourself. We all just alike. But are we willing to change? See, change means that if I, watch this, follow, and if I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm a new creation. No, my skin didn't change. No, my hair didn't change. No, my fingernails didn't change. I didn't get no new Jordans. No, that didn't change. My spirit changed on the inside. Oh, you know, you get that little giggly, like right now, I just got an anointing on me. My cheeks are pink. I got so much energy in my cheeks. People say, why you look, you know, younger than you are? And I think it's because I get so excited. And I got so much exercise in my cheeks from the joy of the Holy Spirit. And for whatever else God has chosen to bless me, I will receive. But it's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside. You are God's greatest miracle, my brother. You are God's chosen one, my brother. You were called before the foundation of the earth to be a king and a priest. Most of us didn't get taught that. We thought we had to follow somebody else and help somebody else be a chief and a priest. When it was all called for us to all be kings, chiefs, and priests. So we can look side to side and say, you know what? I can work with you because you look just like me. Wait a minute. Yeah, come on, let's go. Because you're not trying to tell me what to do. I'm trying to give you the spot. Here, you take way. And we both are allowing it. And things work so smooth because we are willing to obey. Family. Family's not about kids. Family is about union. Family is about agreement. Family is about willing to trust God as the creator of family. One of the things that I've been probably really hard at work at is restoring all those bad situations where I blamed somebody else and treated them bad, because if I didn't, it would have looked like I was guilty. And I'd have been through some things. Let's not get on Pastor E's book. Let's talk about how God's word can teach us how to celebrate fatherhood. How being a father is from God. How being a father is a declaration of God. How being a father is intended so that men can celebrate their fathers. Oh my God. Joshua 1:9, it says, I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He is the Father when you believe him as the Father. So that shows me that no matter what's going on, I can trust in him. Deuteronomy 6:6-9, it says, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Stop right there. For somebody that's probably said, my heart, how could that be on my heart? That's in my chest. That organism in your body is flesh. But your heart that he's talking about is in your what? Mind. As a man thinketh in his heart. When you think, what do you think? Thank you, somebody, in my brain. Understand that when we're hearing this word heart, and God is explaining to us about how the purity of our heart is not in your body. It's not where that blood is flushing. That heart in your chest is an artery pumping blood to other arteries. And without the heart of your mind, nothing else will work. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Oh, that, we could preach on that one right there, is how it is important to protect your household. Women do it all the time. That's why you get busted. That's why we always get caught. That's why we always get red-handed, because they didn't anointed the door, the drawers, everything. That when you do something wrong, it just shows. Because it's darkness. Lies are darkness. I don't care who you are out there today. Lies are darkness. And darkness will be, watch this, exposed by the light. What is the light? Jesus is the light. The light changes things. Oh, I love this illustration. If you know about planting, if you put a seed in a pot, put some water on it, and you put it in the light, what will happen? It will grow. But if you took the same experiment and you took another plant with the same seed, with the same water in it, and put it in the darkness, what would happen? Oh, my God. It would die. It wouldn't grow. But do a flip-flop. Take the one out the light and put it in the dark, and put the one in the dark in the light, and I guarantee you'll see a change, because Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. All of a sudden, you see that other one that was not growing coming to grow into life. Oh, my God. And you see that if I spend enough time in the light, I won't be subject to darkness. Somebody said to me the other night, and I was really just being just transparent, my brothers. Come on, let's keep it real. This man up. I'm praying for families in Compton daily over their sons and daughters that have been killed, been shot. I ain't trying to be mean, but I said this. If you know in the time of darkness that there is, stay out the dark. If I'm in my house, ain't nothing going to happen to me. Especially if I'm worshiping and praising God in the light. If I'm not in a dark place, remember we was talking about last week about hell. If I don't spend time in hellish places, I will not have results of hell in my life. Ooh, Pastor E on one tonight. For the last two nights, y'all listen to the replay of Let's Talk Jesus last night. This is a real anointing going forward, because enough is enough. I will not do wrong again. I wish I would have known this when I was 7, 5, 6, whatever age. I wish I would have known this when I was a young man and I didn't have to make up room, when I could be conscious and say, you know what? I'm not trying to please nobody but God. Because when I please God, everybody else is smiling. Everybody else is joyous. Everybody else is in position with the anointing of God. See, my brothers, we cannot pray or teach enough to finally be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you, see, it didn't say y'all, it didn't say the group. It says that you can take up your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on how much? The whole armor of God. Get out that closet. Marines, stop going back to the old duffel bag. The armor of God is spiritual. It protects my mind. It gives me the ability to wage war against myself. Oh yes, I'm my biggest enemy. But I will not be defeated. Because compassion that comes from God must also be related to those that you love. Come on, we're going to go man up right now. I know you don't like to be treated any kind of way. How dare you do that? You know what? You better man up. If you don't recognize it, somebody going to do something to you. Why be so harsh on the ones you love or the ones you say you love? It's really, my brothers, and this is a man up tonight. It's really time to stop talking about it and being about it. Let my actions prove who I am. See, I took a pause there because we can all talk a good game. But are we really willing to man up and let God move and build family? Building family is important because it means not the family of this world. Oh, you remember we talked about this last week also. Jesus didn't come for just everybody to be happy. He came for some confusion. He said he come to take father against son, against daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. If you choose anybody over him, you are not worthy of anything. I'm sick and tired of not being worthy. I want to be worthy. Come on, man up tonight. Do I have a few brothers that want to comment tonight? Get in this conversation and let's man up. I will throw one person under the bus because that's my homie. And I ain't talked to him on here for a minute. I saw him earlier. Yep, he's still here. Pastor Dwayne, can we man up together? How you doing, my brother? Madison, Wisconsin.
Man, I'm doing all right, man. I just getting in the house. You know, I'm not long getting off from work. So I've been maintaining, man, just trying to stay, keep my mind focused and just trying to see what the Lord, you know, just trying to see what the Lord is saying, man, because, you know, we talking about man up, you know, and it's you know, my spirit get vexed, man, because I'm tired of hearing everybody talking about God and everybody got the Holy Ghost and they manning up, man. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is righteous. We got brothers saying they manning up. We got brothers saying they in the midst of doing this, but yet they still haven't crossed over. So I'm just, you know, I'm just sitting back, man. I've been sitting back, man, and just listening to the Lord. And then listening to the Lord, I'm just saying, Lord, whenever you're going to release me, because we manning up, man. And I was telling my wife on my way home, you know, death is real. You know, I don't want to take that chance and make it over and figure, you know, death is real, because I can never talk to you again once I'm dead. I can't look at no TV. I can't say hello to my kids. I can't say hello to my wife. I can't get up and go to work. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. So I just got to man up. And by manning up, man, you got to take responsibility. If we say that we're on the lower side, we got to truly be on the lower side. It's a lot of brothers dying, man. A lot of brothers ODing. A lot of brothers going back to prison. A lot of brothers that we know that roll with us, and we saying, how did they get so far out there? And they, you know, and they saying they man up, they got God, they got the Holy Ghost, they speaking in tongues, but yet they not living two pennies. So we manning up, man. And I'm just sitting back saying, Lord, you know, it's your season. He put me in a position where I've been praying for. I got that job in the hospital. Now I'm like, Lord, okay, you give me the job in the hospital. So now I'm just waiting for wherever you're gonna send me from here, because I want to man up. I want to get it right before I go on the other side. You know, I don't want to wake up, man, and find myself someplace that I'm supposed to be, which I know I've been like, Lord, I've been seeking, I've been doing this and I've been doing that. But yet he said, you the man up. You know, depart from me, your work of iniquity, because I don't know you. Why he say you don't know me? Because I didn't man up. You know, I want to man up. So that's what I've been doing, man, just relaxing, man, and putting the things in perspective. You know, I ain't got that. You know, we don't have that long. You know, the Lord soon to come. You know, he come any day now. So I just want to make sure I'm manning up and I'm ready, man. So that's all I've been doing, man. I've been, you know, relaxing and chilling, trying to figure out the schedule. And I got the schedule down now, so I'd be able to move the way I want to move now because, you know, I'm Thursday through Sunday. And so, you know, that Tuesday and Wednesday, they give me off days, but, you know, I just been in there working, man, because, you know, I've been off for a minute, so I'm trying to get all the overtime I can get right now and burn that up. Then once I burn that overtime up, I'm like, okay, now I got to focus. Okay, Lord, I have this, you know, I have things in order. You know, I got the little money saved here. I got a little money put here. I got a little money put there. Now, Lord, what you want me to do? So that's what I'm doing. I'm manning up, man, trying responsibilities. You know, that's basically it, my brother.
Amen, amen, amen. And we are so proud to be brothers in covenant with you. I'm there through all of the situations, and I see now God putting in that place. And then, you know, you manning up and understanding that you got to do what you have to do. But I just see something. I want to say this because what you brought up there is that I'm connected to many men of God. It's just a thing going on with work hindering ministry. The devil is a lie.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. We are in the process of building a model that we can birth businesses to birth ministry. Oh my God, E's, T's for you. We are in launch mode and we are ready to do D's, T's for you. D's, T's in Atlanta, D's, T's in Minnesota, K, F, and the whole alphabet. We got a T's for your state. We're about to build this model that we believe we can really bless those that God has called into ministry. And it's nothing against work. But it's hard to do the work of the ministry when you have a schedule you have to keep for man. It is hard to do the work of the ministry. I'm telling you from experience. I've just, you know, been blessed to go entrepreneurial, but to really trust God in doing this. And it's not an easy road, but it is hard to do the work of ministry and you're working for man. So we're still believing. We're thanking God for providing for you. And showing you that you can do anything you want to do, but that's not the stop sign. We are excited for where we're going, and thank God for you, Pastor Dwayne. Could you please ask Pastor Ann to call me? I have a question for her.
I definitely tell her that she listening. I definitely. He said call her.
Yes, I have somebody to answer. Please.
Okay.
Well, you know, everything must be, we talked about that earlier. Everything must be done decent in order. I could have called her on my own, but and it would have been cool because we family, but I still like to say, my brother, could you please have your wife call me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. We are going to be silly tonight. Come on, anybody else want to get in this man up, the movement mode? We are really going to the next level. It's time to really touch and mentor each other. But if we aren't willing to submit and really say that I was not the father I should have been, we get our holy, come on, Pastor, tell him, we get our holy and sanctified and other people respected us, then we'd be like, well, that don't matter no more. It matters that I was not the father I should have been, that I wasn't a husband to somebody or really in a relationship. I had to repent for those things, but I don't have to sit in it all day. I'm a new man.
Yes, sir.
But I still must acknowledge the fact that I can't just say it just went away. I have to go back make the right decisions and ask for forgiveness and then never let it happen again. That's my commitment. Oh, I'll never lose another child. I'm on a child restoration mode right now. I'll never lose another child.
No.
Because my father never loved, you know, even though I ran from my father, Pastor D, my father never left me. But I ran from him because I showed him most of the old time religion. I ran from him, but he never left me. It was always down, no matter even when he told me he wouldn't be.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to build up this relationship with my kids. They all grown. My daughter, my 18-year-old, she just turned 20. So she got a new apartment. She's not with the guy that she with. So my best friend. So and this job is a move that I can help my kids, man. You know, so I'm trying to get them to sign these papers, you know, for the beneficiary and things of that nature. So I know I wasn't a good father because, you know, like, I was out there in the streets, you know, I was thinking. I would try to get that fast buck. But now that I'm sitting and doing the thing in the right frame of mind, I'm saying, Lord, you got to restore me.
These God has been doing your life. Oh, my God.
Man, that's what I'm asking God to do, man. So that my father, you know, my dad was a motorcycle driver. He died. My dad died accident on a motorcycle. But all his brothers, you know, they entrepreneurs. They auto mechanics and things of that nature. So I never really got a chance to hang out with my dad. So I'm asking God, Lord, restore that relationship back with my kids so I can, you know, and instill something into them. Don't be mad at me because I know I was a deadbeat when I was out there. But I'm trying to do better now. Give me an opportunity. You know, that's
when,
all I'm asking. Just give me an opportunity.
When?
Now. Man it up.
You know what? Next week is your segment. I really wish we could really catch on to that about father and children restoration and about us as fathers really being transparent of what we've done wrong or what we didn't do right. Somebody going to catch up with somebody. That's going to catch up to somebody. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bam. That will be an awesome broadcast next week. I know you have that's your show, but if you want to team up on that, I'm down.
Definitely. But, yeah, we want to do something because, that'll work.
Amen.
Yeah,
well, we believe it. We're believing. I'll get in touch with you, and we'll get something to happen and then and go from there. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. If somebody has a comment, question, or just want to just say thank you for giving you an opportunity to say hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, dial one right now, whoever you are. You don't have to be a man. Other than that, you know what, my brother, let's do this because nobody's jumping off the chains. Would you close us in prayer tonight? It just on my heart to let you release.
Definitely. That's a blessing. Well, Father God, we just come before you, Lord. We thank you, God, for all the grace and mercy, God. We thank you, God, for every morning that you allow us to get up out of our beds, to get into our automobiles, Lord, to even walk down the street with our kids. Lord, we thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to see our kids, to even speak to our kids. Lord, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to do things better than what we did yesterday. We know today was a blessing, God, because we changed some things that we couldn't change. But now we was able to change. Why? Because you gave us another chance to get it right. So, Lord, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for our spouse. We thank you for – we just thank you for what you're doing in our life. You are the awesome role model because you give us opportunity to say thank you. You give us an opportunity to see your hands in work. So, Lord, we want to thank you for that, God. We want to thank you for the non-network, God. We want to thank you for the viewers that are listening. Lord, we know that you're working on their hearts, that you're going to release them, God. You're going to give them an opportunity to get it right. Lord, you said it's nothing too hard with you, God. All things are possible with you, God. All things are possible with you, God. So, Father God, we know that you can do the impossible. So, Lord, release your love. Release the things that you need to be done. Why? Because you're going to get the credit. Nobody else is going to get the credit, but you're going to get the credit. So, Father God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this month. We thank you for this year. And, Lord, not let it stop here, God. Let it continue. Give us the strength to make it to the next day, God. Give us the strength, God, to get up and do something different than we did today. Why? Because you're still in control. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We give our heart to you. We give our mind to you, God. And, Lord, stop that person tonight, God, that want to commit suicide. Stop that person, God, figure that his life is over with, God. Person, God, that want to walk out on his spouse, walk out on his kids, God. Stop him, God. Stop him in the footsteps. Let him know, God, that you loved him. You thought about him, God, when he was in his mama's womb, God. You thought about him when he was on the cross. You came always from the cross, God. Even though we was in our mess, you came always from the cross. You came from heaven, God, to catch us. You came to heaven to get on the cross. You came and showed your love, God. You stopped. You came, God, and just laid it all out there for us, God, without complaining or nothing, God. So, Father God, we ask you to do the same. Stop that mother, God. Stop that father, God. Stop that brother, God. Stop that Stop that young family, God. Stop that young man that he's had kids. He got a baby and he's young, God. Give him love. Surround him around some people that are going to love him. Surround him around some people that are going to show him love like the Father. So, God, that's our prayer, God. That's our prayer, God. We ain't asking for nothing. We just want to thank you for what you're doing, God, because you do it good. Can't nobody do it like you. And we just saying thank you. We pleased for what you're doing. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. And we just say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Man up, man. I love you, bro. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But my brothers, this is war. It's time to take, claim it, decree it, and declare it over your life. You can't have my family.
Ooh,
you can't have my increase.
You can't have my increase.
Hey. You can't have my breakthrough. This means war.
religious thing. You can't take this lion down. Let this be.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.